This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.
Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to the Kintsugi Podcast, a show for perfectly imperfect people and countries everywhere. As I sit down to share this with you, it's 8 a.m. on November 6th, the day after the U.S. election. My coffee is not fully on board, and I haven't slept for 2 days. More on this to come. So maybe I shouldn't record this, but I'm going to do so anyway, even if it's just for me to get some thoughts down right after the election. And I hope what I share will be meaningful to you. Regardless of how you're processing what occurred yesterday here in the U.S. On Monday afternoon, I was feeding our dogs. We have 3 dogs. Our middle dog, her name is Hope. She's an amazing dog. Such a great dog. I still remember when she crawled into my lap as I was driving down or up the New Jersey Turnpike to take her home. I fell in love with her. She's so sweet. And everyone who meets her wants to take her home. But I'm not having any of that. She's ours. She's mine. On Monday, I fed her dinner. And she developed symptoms that were consistent with a condition called bloat. So I had to rush her to the vet because bloat can be fatal or is fatal for dogs. As I rushed to the vet, I got pulled over by the cops. They wanted to write me a ticket because I went right on red where I wasn't supposed to. But I needed to get Hope to the vet. The vet confirmed that she indeed had bloat, and I had to rush her then to another emergency clinic for her to have a life-saving surgery. Hopi is an older gal, and the surgery was super expensive. But I know that Hopi is strong. And luckily, I'm so grateful for this, that we could afford to do this surgery. Her team at the vet clinic is simply amazing. So thoughtful, so kind. And she went through the surgery really well, but still, we weren't out of the woods yet. We still had to watch all of her vitals. There was no way I was going to lose Hopi girl. Not this week. Not right before a major election in this country. On Monday night, I didn't sleep a wink. All I thought about was Hopi, how she was doing. I also thought about our country. On November 5th, when I woke up, I was hopeful. I was hopeful that we would vote for decency. But we wake up this morning on November 6th, and the country has a different story. After all, America is this amazing story. Some people are waking up today excited. They feel the country is back on the right track from their perspective. And others are hurting. They're grieving. They're in disbelief. That's where I fall. I'm in that camp of being in disbelief. I'm a bit numb, to be honest. Again, I thought she would win pretty convincingly. And I told all my friends how confident I was. But clearly, I'm not a political pundit. Hey, not even the pundits got this right. The polls were, again, way off. I still don't know why we spend so much time paying attention to them. They're no different than the pundits on ESPN who try to predict the Super Bowl. Some people guess right and they think they're amazing, but most people get it wrong. It's a process trying to predict that's ripe with bias and the challenge of trying to figure out humans. We are complex. We are complicated. And we don't really settle for a simple answer. In this moment, I'm trying to remember that you can't just love democracy when your team wins. If America is a story, as I believe, it's a story of tension. Most good stories have tension. Tension helps us grow. America's story has had tension between fear and hope, control and freedom, grievance and grace. And I've felt it. I've seen it. As I've cycled through First Peoples lands, as I rode my bike across America, as I've shared in our open awareness segments, I felt it. Felt the spirits in Antietam, the deadliest battle in American history because of the Civil War. I felt it when I went to visit Pearl Harbor, Selma, and over the Great Pond in Normandy, even in Auschwitz. Often, when we reach our lowest point, our real low point, it motivates us to step into action. Remember, we didn't jump into World War II right off the rip. It took Pearl Harbor to motivate us. Here's the thing. I don't believe Trump is a decent person. And I feel strongly that I'm going to be on the right side of history when it comes to this perspective. And I don't have to go into the whole laundry list of things he's done over his lifetime, let alone the last 4 weeks, to validate the perspective that he doesn't act like a decent person. And I do believe that Vice President Harris ran an amazing campaign. She only had 107 days. And she brought energy and joy to the party. But unfortunately, more people chose fear and othering over joy. The thing is, people are scared. They're economically fragile, especially at a time where the billionaires are just getting richer and richer and richer. And here's the truth. Many people in this country are still not ready for a female president, let alone someone who is biracial and in a mixed marriage. They don't want that, not at this time. So this morning, I don't know what to tell my daughters. I can only simply give them a hug and space to cry and express their anger and all the emotions that they are feeling. I feel them too. Part of me just wants to leave. I want to escape all of it because I'm in disbelief. How could people blow past all his issues, all his transgressions, all his hatred and othering, and still vote for him? I'm left wondering today in a very curious way, but to be honest, there's a hint of judgment, no doubt. I wonder, who are we? Who are we? But in my heart, I don't run away. I'm resilient. I stay. I continue to show up. We continue to ripple goodness. I also have a lot of hope in my heart. And based on everything that I've gone through, I know this moment too shall pass. Which might be a message that's too soon for you, but trust that it will. So if you voted for Trump and MAGA, congratulations. But don't dance and spike the ball in the end zone. There's another election coming in 2 years. And I hope you're right that he won't do all the things he said he was going to do, that it's just bluster and just Trump being Trump and all that jazz. But it's on you to be his guardrails. So if you have faith, I don't share it, that he's not going to do all those crazy things. It's on you to be your brother's keeper. If you voted for Vice President Harris, process what you're feeling, but don't stay there too long. Don't curl up in a ball and just stay on the couch. Use your energy wisely. there's another election coming in 2 years. So don't let this bad moment turn into a bad day or longer. And I know something about just that. I had my bad moment. I've had my last bad day. And our country has had plenty of bad moments. Now, don't take this too literally. It's probably longer than a moment and can be longer than a bad day. But sometimes we have to hit the bottom before we are ready to rise up. So again, use your energy wisely. Get curious, not judgmental, and keep fighting for decency. And for all of us, I hope we can find a way to come together. I don't know how much more we can take these intensive, grossly expensive presidential election cycles. When I think about how much money has been spent this year on this election, that pains me because that money could have been used for so many wonderful things to create a better tomorrow for all of us, not just some of us. I think this political cycle that we seem to be on over the last 20 years or more, it's breaking us. It's hurting us. We got to find a way to make it stop. So to every voter and non-voter out there, if you truly want our nation to heal, if you want us to come together and form a more perfect union, I'm with you. If you want to move forward, I am with you. I will hold the door open for you. I will wave you in when you want to merge into traffic. I will smile at you. I'll send you love and kindness. I will be there with a helping hand. And I invite you to come into our community so we can find a way to do all this, so we can move forward, because all of this stuff, this fighting, isn't helping us. It's not helping any of us. The rich people only are getting richer off of our pain. We need to find a way to stop it. We need a way to come together. You know, a few seconds ago, my wife just sent me a text. She told me that Hopi's coming home today. So happy. So yeah, I wanted a different result from this election, but I still have hope. She and Hope, they helped me continue to pedal forward, to make a difference, to put a good ripple into this world. And I hope Hope can do that for you as well. The story of America is a long one. It doesn't end with this chapter. We keep writing, and we keep on trying to make a difference. And along the way, we celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. So keep pedaling, keep rippling, and let's find a way to come together once and for all. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.